As the afternoon and the clouds start to roll in, the sun's heat is beginning to cool off a little. Hear that? Thunder. Oh, it's amazing, you know. Sun, I tell you, it's going to be rain within a few hours. It's all moving this way. Out here in the wet season, the intense humidity and the tropical cyclones can lead to sudden thunderstorms. If you want to have a campfire for the night, you've got to collect some tinder now while it's dry. A lot of the bushes around here are these kapok bushes. And look, I can tell that just from these leaves that are soft, they're furry, and they're kind of shaped like a maple leaf as well. But what I'm after is the seed pods that grow on them. Here you go. Yeah, look. Pull this down. And look, you see these ones here? Here you go. Pull this off. And just inside, there's like this cotton wool. But this stuff is great for tinder, for making a fire. So I'm going to just collect a few of these, and that will really help me. The kapok shells not only protect the seeds, but also help keep that cotton wool tinder dry. The north of Australia is one of the most lightning-prone areas on Earth. Some storms have produced over 1,500 lightning flashes in just a few hours. You can see those dark clouds, and over here the blue stuff that's just moved. And that is all heading my way. If the weather closes in like this, you'll need some sort of shelter. Yeah, I need to get off this rock now and make camp. With storms come rain, and in the Kimberley, almost 3 foot of rain has been known to fall in only 9 hours, and that can lead to treacherous flash floods. I feel that wind blowing straight towards me. And yeah, it's really starting to pour now.